Today's daf is Makis daf Yud Daled, and we are at the first wide line on the bottom of daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. So yesterday, at the end of the daf, we began Perek Elu Hein Aloiken, which is the Iker topic, really, of Masechtas Makis. And Perek Elu Hein Aloiken discusses what avera a person does for which he's going to be chayiv malchus. The Mishnah gives a whole list. And really, iser after iser, azara after azara, giving us examples of when it is that a person's going to get malchus. And the Gemara made a dik. The Gemara said that if you go through the Mishnah, hatsada shova shabohen, there's nothing mentioned in the Mishnah that a person would be chayiv misas bezden for doing. And says the Gemara that even though we know the rule that a person gets malchus anytime he's over a loisaseh, but it sounds like from the Mishnah, if this loisaseh can beget an oinish of misas bezdin, in that event, you're never going to get malchus. Says the Gemara, Masisa Mani, who must the Tana of the Mishnah be? Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara introduced us to a braisa. A braisa that has a three-way machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yitzchok, that discuss some of the guidelines of when it is a person's going to get malchus. Rabbi Shmuel says that if a person's over a loisaseh, for which one is chayiv karis, or a loisa say for which one is chayiv misas bezdin, either way, he's going to get malchus. Meaning, the fact that you're getting karis and the fact that you're getting misas bezdin is neither here nor there. That has zero impact on the reality that you're also going to get malchus. So a person that's over a loisa say gets malchus, even if the loisa say is subject to a punishment that's more chamer than malchus, such as karis, such as misas bezdin, it doesn't matter. Still, you're going to get malchus. Rabbi Akiva says, chayiv krisus, yeah. Chayvim Mises Bezdeno. And Rabbi Yitzchak was the third Shita. Rabbi Yitzchak said that if a person is over a loisase for which there's an Einish Karis, how do you know there's an Einish Karis? Because the Torah said there's an Einish Karis. That in and of itself means, by definition, there can't be a Malchus. So three Shitas. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Sai Chayvim Mises Bezden, Sai Chayvim Krisos get Malchus. According to Rabbi Akiva, only Chayvim Krisos, not Chayvim Mises Bezden. And according to Rabbi Yitzchak, if there's Chayvim Krisos or Chayvim Mises Bezden, there's not going to be Malchus. Says the Mishnah, which one of these three Tanoim must our Mishnah be? It must be Rabbi Akiva. It can't be Rabbi Shmuel, because of the Diak. The Mishnah did not mention one example of a Chayvim Mises Bezdin when it went through the list of Elohim Aloikin. It certainly can't be Rabbi Yitzchak, because the Mishnah did mention several Chayvim Krisos. Must be it's Rabbi Akiva, and it's for that reason it mentions Chayvim Krisos, it doesn't mention Chayvim Mises Bezdin. And we had a whole Amid Gemara discussing what is the Bir HaMachloikis between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yitzchak will be the primary topic of today's daf. But yesterday the Gemara discussed what's the Bir HaMachloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Shmuel, even Chayvim Mises Bezdin get malchus. According to Rabbi Akiva, Chayvim Krisus get Mises Bezdin, but Chayvim Mises Bezdin do not get malchus. Says the Gemara, the machlokes is, had a darshan the pasuk kidei rishasai. There's a rule, kidei rishasai. Kidei rishasai says that when Bezdin is prosecuting a person and they're going to issue a verdict, they're going to punish him, mishum risha achas atam mechayvoy, v'i atam mechayvoy mishum shtei rishas. It's for that reason that the Gemara says there's a shitas achachomim that holds that edim zoymimin don't get malchus for loisana breyache itchaker, because they're anyways being punished vasisam lekashazom lasis lachiv, and once you get one punishment, you can't get another punishment. You can't be loike umishalim. For the same reason, says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva holds, you also can't get Misa and Malchus. And being that this loisaseh is subject to Misa's Bezdin, loisaseh meres, you're going to get Misa for what you did. If you're going to get Misa for what you did, how can you get Malchus for what you did? Mishum risha achas atam echayvoy, viatam echayvoy, mishum shtei rishoyz. Incidentally, in the past, we've mentioned that this idea, although it sounds very similar to the concept of kumle b'derabimine, it's really not kumle b'derabimine. Reb Chaim in Stencils and Ksubis and Amakis discusses that kumle b'derabimine luchud and kidei rishoseh luchud. But the bottom line is, what we need for Pasha Pshat in our Gemara is there's an idea, Mishum Risha Achas Atam Mechayva V'yata Mechayva Mishum Shtei Rishoyz. So it's for that reason it's not possible to get Misa and Malchus. Shmuel argues, because Rabbi Shmuel holds that Misa and Malchus is a Misa Arichta, that first, obviously, you're going to give the person Malchus. Afterwards, you're going to give him Misa. And the way we look at it is not that Bezdin administered two punishments, but it was one long, scenic, painful punishment. It started off with one, and then two, up to 39, and then they finished the job when they killed him. But we look at it as a misa richta. If it's a misa richta, then it's not going to be a stira mishum kidei rishasi. The thing that the Gemara struggled with is if Rabbi Akiva holds kidei rishasi, then why is chayvei krisos different? Chayvei krisos also shouldn't be like, because say mishum risha achas ata mechayva viata mechayva mishum shnei rishayis. Hashem in Shemaim, they're going to give this person karis. How could best then go ahead and give the person malchus? So the Gemara said, and that was the last thing that we saw, that Kubi Rabbi Kiva held the drush of kidei rishasai is Rishoyis Hamisura Lebezdin. Bezdin can't give two punishments. And being that Karis is not administered by Bezdin, Karis comes Bidei Shemayim. So one punishment is Bidei Shemayim, the other punishment, the Malkus, is Bidei Yadam. As a result, it's not going to be a steer. But one thing you see is that the first beer in the Gemara is suggesting it's working with the premise that the Machloikis Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva was when Bepoyel there's Misas Bezdin. So that if a person was over an Aveiro with Edim and Asra and he met all the technical criteria that needs to be met in order to get Misas Bezdin, will you get Malkus? According to Rabbi Shmuel, yeah, because it's not a stira kitei rishasai misa richti. According to Rabbi Akiva, not. But one thing, it sounds clear that even according to Rabbi Akiva, let's say a person's over a loisa seishiyesh by Misas Bezdin, but he's not physically getting Misas Bezdin, because there was no hasra for Misa, or he wasn't Matarats Milo Misa, or we tripped up in one of the other criteria that you need in order for a person to get Misa's Bezdin. In that case, it sounds pretty clear that even according to Rabbi Akiva, there would be Malkus by Chayvi Misa's Bezdin. Tosfos makes a dik, and it's very obvious in the Pshatov of the Gemara. Either way, that was the first beer in the Gemara, so that takes us right into the second beer. The Gemara, Rava said, Asur Beiluktala, if in fact this person got Asra, Le Misa Kulam Aloi Pligidein Loiko Omeis. Everybody would agree there's no Loiko Omeis, meaning the dik we just made. Rabbi Shmuel is going to agree that if this person is getting Misa's Bezdin, then he's not going to get Malkus. Ki pligi, what was the Machloikis? The Asur Beilu Malkus. Where there was only Asrola Malkus, there wasn't Asrola Misa's Bezdin. So there's no Misa's Bezdin. There's no problem of Kidei Rishasai. All there is going to be Malkus. Rabbi Shmuel Sofer, it's only there that Rabbi Shmuel holds Lavshit Noah Zaras Misa's Bezdin. Look, you know, there you're going to get Malkus. And despite the fact that this Loisasei is technically, theoretically, hypothetically subject to Misa's Bezdin, that doesn't bother me. Because even though it's Nitin Lazarus Mises Bezin, so you're going to get Malkus. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, Lavshin Lazarus Mises Bezin, ain't like, you know. That being that this Malkus, this Lav, is subject to Mises Bezin, that in and of itself means that you can't get Malkus, even though right now you didn't meet the technical criteria to get Mises Bezin. It doesn't bother me because there's a rule that a Lav, Shenitin Lazarus Mises Bezin, ain't like, you know. Which is the halacha, by the way, which is something that comes up in different places in Shas. It's because we pass on Rabbi Akiva that any Lav that's Nitein Lazarus Mises Bezin, even if there is no Mises Bezin, nothing to do with Kidei Rishasi. Kidei Rishasi would mean if you're getting Misa, you can't get Malkus. Over here, you're not getting Misa. Why aren't you getting Misa? You will have a Lav that has Misa's Bezin because there was no Hasra with Misa. Even if you're not getting Misa, it doesn't bother me. That, in and of itself, that this Hazara is Shayach to Misa's Bezin, that disqualifies you from getting Malkus. What's the beer? The beer is very simple. Because we know ain't Oinchin Elin Kemazirin. The only time you can get Malkus, the only time you can get any punishment in the Torah, but certainly Malkus, is if there was an Azara. That means the Torah would have to say, do not do this, in order for there to be Malkus. But here's the Chiddush. The Chiddush of Lavshim Lazarus Mises Bezdin states, this is the rule, that the only time you get Malkus if there's an Azara is if the Azara was stated exclusively for the Malkus. So if there's an Azara that was stated exclusively for Malkus, then the rule is you're going to get Malkus if you're over that Azar. But a Lav Shenitin Lazarus Mises Bezdin, the Azar can't be there exclusively to teach me Malkus, because I need the Azar to tell me that this Mises Bezdin. Because again, ain't Ein Chanel came Azir. So you can't get Mises Bezdin unless there's an Azar. So once I need the Azar for the Mises Bezdin, I don't have an exclusive Azara for Malkus, and it's for that reason we say Lav Shenitin Lazarus Mises Bezdin ain't like you know of. That's the beer. So the beer in Lav Shenitin Lazarus Mises Bezdin is that once the Azara was used, or I need it to serve as the premise for Misa's Bezdin, and Mela, I don't have it exclusive anymore for Malkus. Freak the Gemara, if that's the case, Ihochi, Chavi Krisis, Namin Lavshit, Lazarus, Karas. Why don't we say the same thing regarding Karas? Rabbi Kiva holds that there's no Malkus by Chavi Misa's Bezdin. By Chavi Krisis, there is going to be Malkus. We should say the same thing, that there should be no Malkus by Chavi Krisis, because the Lav is Nitein Lazarus, Karas. And what would be the beer? Again, the beer would be, don't I need the Azara for Karas? If there's a rule of Ein Oinchin Elon Kemazirin, and that's why I need the Azara by Misa's Bezdin for Mises Bezdin. So I don't have it extra. It's not exclusive for Malkus. Say the same thing regarding Chorus. This is what I heard in the name of the great Rava. Chayvi Krisis Lo Yisrichas Ra. Not Hasra, Azara. Chayvi Krisis don't need Azara. Being that you don't have to have an Azara for Chorus, so I don't need the Loisase for the Chorus. Because even though it's true, ain't ancient Ellen came Azirin, that's only Misas or Unchen b'dene Adam, but b'dene Shemaim, there is no such rule that you need the Azarif. I don't need the Azarif for Chorus. So it comes out, I could use it exclusively for the Malkus. What's the Raya? How do you know the Chavi Krisis don't need Azarif? Pesach Umilo. Pesach HaMilah are mitzvah sases. They're both not lois sases. These are the two examples of mitzvah sases that if a person's over, gets Chorus. If somebody is over Pesach or Milah, he gets Chorus. Now there's no Azarif. Because it's an assay. An assay by definition means there's no azara. And still you see this chorus. So you see that chorus doesn't father an azara. Faith to Gemara. Anytime a person is over a chavi krisis b'shoikik, what's the punishment? So the punishment is that he has to bring a carbon chatas. Faith to Gemara, maybe the carbon chatas requires an azara. So weiter, it's a lav shenitein Lazara's chorus. So say that the Azara is not exclusive to Malkus. So why does Rabbi Akiva, who holds Lav Shemit and Lazara's Mises Bezdin, like an olive, hold the Lav Shemit and Lazara's chorus, yeah, like an olive, say that even though the chorus doesn't need Azara, maybe the carbon needs Azara, and says the Gemara, here you can't bring me a ride from Pesach HaMilah. Because to the contrary, Pesach HaMilah don't bring a carbon. Vidum Azara the carbon, the Pesach HaMilah, the less Azara like mighty carbon. So if anything, Pesach HaMilah, now would be the Raya. That would be the Zeicha L'davar, the Raya L'davar, because Pesach HaMilah don't bring a carbon, even though the Chayvi Krisus. So the question begs itself, why not? I know why not. Because maybe you need an Azara for carbon, and being that Pesach HaMilah are assays, there's no Azara, that's good for why there's no carbon. But the bottom line is, if I need the Azara of the carbon, so every lav sheyesh by karis should be a lav shenitin lazara's karis. How does Rabbi Akiva hold that you get Malkus? So the Gemara says, no, hasam lav hainu time. Really, carbon doesn't need an Azara. If carbon doesn't need an Azara, what's pshat in Pesach HaMilah that there's no carbon? It's based on something else. The iskish kol terukul avidus kechavim. The makar that all chayvi kris is bringing carbon chatas is the ikur parish of chatas is said by avodah zara. And anything that's similar to Avodah Zarah, if you do that, b'shoygig, you're going to bring a chatas. Avodah Zarah is Sheval Taisa. Avodah Zarah is unique in that it's a Sheval Taisa. The Torah is telling you, don't do something. Afkol Sheval Taisa. So to any do not do, has chorus. Lafukehani, Pesach HaMilah, where the Torah is not telling you not to do something, but to the contrary, the Kumva say, the Torah is telling you, yeah, to do something. Bottom line is, says the Gemara, Rava Omar, Pshat in Rabbi Akiva is, Rabbi Akiva holds, Lav Shenitin Lazarus Misas Bezdin, Ein Loikin Olav, L'mainav Gemino, the Yisrael, he doesn't do a Kedei Rishasa. Meaning, even if you never got Hasra l'misa, still the halacha is going to be you don't get malchus for anything that's nitein lazaros misas bezdin. And the reason again is because you need the azara for the misas bezdin, so it's not exclusive anymore for the malchus. Ravina said la olam kida amrina mekar. Ravina went back to the original pshat. The pshat Rabbi Akiva is based on kedei rishasan. The only time you don't get malchus for misas bezdin is if there's physically going to be misa. Shemasu tshuva. What was the kasha? The kasha was what's the difference between nitein lazaras chorus and nitein lazaras misas bezdin? Why is it that the chayvei misas bezdin don't get malchus, but the chayvei krisis do get malchus? Man of shafach, you say kedei rishasa, you say kedei rishasa. So the first teretz of the Gemara was kedei rishasa means rishoy is hamisurin lebezdin. Now the Gemara says a different teretz. Shemasu tshuva bezdin shomai lemoichla. My amr tolei of a tshuva lepsikin nilsa the chorus. Chorus is different than misas bezdin. Meaning misas bezdin for sure there's going to be two punishments. So therefore you can't get malchus. But by chorus it's not for sure that there's going to be two punishments. And being that it's not for sure there's going to be two punishments, why not? Because maybe the person's going to do tshuva. And if he does tshuva, he's never going to get chorus. So it's not muchlat that he's going to have the two punishments. If it's not muchlat that he's going to have the two punishments, so over there you don't say the halacha of kedei rishasa. When do you say kedei rishasa? If there's vaday two punishments. If there's not vaday two punishments, meaning he's working with the first teretz of the Gemara, he's just giving a different answer why there is kedei rishasa by Mises Bezin, but there's no kedei rishasa by Chayvei Krisus. Exhale. So either way, what we had over here was a new halacha, a very important halacha of lav shenitein lazaros Mises Bezin. So when you talk about malchus, there's a lot of rules and regulations. Right? There's a lot of different exceptions to the rule. The general rule is that anytime a person is over a loy sase, as defined by the Torah saying loy, pen, hishomer, or al, anything that has one of those prefixes is considered a loy sase, you get malchus. But you have to read the fine print. There's an idea of lavshin by maisa. There's lavshin ite glase. There's lavsha be klolois that comes up sometimes. And in our sugi, you have a lavshin and lazarus misas betzis. It's just interesting to point out that not every time you don't get malchus is it for the same reason. We've spoken out raid over the years about lavshin by maisa, that there's an idea that it could be the reason you don't get malchus by lavshin by maisa is because qualitatively, a lav that doesn't evolve a maisa is a lesser lav. And being that it's a lesser lav, it's for that reason that you don't get malchus. You don't get malchus because of a klishos, some chalishos, some shvachkeit, another adjective, in the loisa say, because it didn't involve a maisa. You did a maisa, that's a grubber thing. But you do it without a maisa, it's not as chamor. Lav shen nitek say, for example, so that's going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf, that has nothing to do with it being a klishos in the loisa say. It's based on a whole different svara, different methodology. It's nitek say. The Torah said that the way you're going to correct this loisa say is not by getting a slap on the wrist, pun intended, but rather the way it's going to happen is going to be by doing the essay. And then you have something called the lav shen lazarus mises bezdin, where it's certainly not Kolish the loisa. To the contrary, it's nitin lazarus misas bezdin. It's based on a technicality. You need an exclusive azar in order to be able to get malchus. In this case, you don't have the exclusive azar as it relates to gay malchus. This is something we'll talk about at the end of the week. But the truth is, whether something is subject to malchus or not subject to malchus, by the way, has nafkuminas la locha even bizmanenu. Even Mizman Azeh, despite the fact that there's no Malkus, the whole controversy with the Meri Beirav, where, you know, years ago, with Danusin from Sfarad, he wanted to try to give them Malkus, they should get Kapara for the fact that, you know, they were doing certain Averas just to survive. But the point is, even though we don't have Malkus today, but there could be Nafkeminas Lalocha, if something is a Lav that is subject to Malkus or not, in the sugis of Amavazviz, Ayavazviz, Yosef Michaimesh, in the sugis of Psuleidas, right? When is a person considered a Rasha that he's Psuleidas? If he's over a Lois, Sasei by Malkus. That's the rule of thumb. Chayshemish, Patsim, and Lam, and Dalit. That's the general theme. If a person is over a Lav, Sheyesh by Malkus, De Raisa, he's Psuleidas, De Raisa. Malkus Mardis, you Psuleidas, De Rabbanon. So you have to know, is it something today that had you back in the day gotten Malkus for, you're going to be Psuleidas? If not, not. Psuleidas is something that's very relevant, Bezmanenu. So the bottom line is that even though there is no physical Malkus, Bezmanazeh, but if you look in the Rishonim and the Poskim, there are times where whether something's a Chi of Malkus will be discussed. And at first glance, it's Hilchas of the Meshicha. Who cares if there's Malkus today? It actually Chaps Nafkiminas. Again, Reda we'll get to at the end of the week. Either way, Zok to Gemara. So the third sheet in the Braisa was Sheetas Reb Yitzchak. Reb Yitzchak said that you don't get Malkus if it's a lois assay that's subject to Mises Bez, and you also don't get Malkus if it's a lois assay that's subject to Karis. Says the Gemara, Reb Yitzchak Oimer, what's the Makar? And it's based on Limudim. So really, Daf Yudalid is a type of Daf that appears very often in Chas. We had many such Dafin in Sanhedrin. It's based on Limudim. Real Yud Gimel Midos Shat Torah Nidreshes Behem. There's a lot of back and forth. Really, you have to be well versed in Torah Shepik Sav in order to fully appreciate the adaf like this. Also, you have to help chesed with the ve'idach and the ve'idach. So it's a volley. It keeps on going back and forth and forth and back and back and forth. So you have to be able to help up. And we always speak out from the Bnei Yisoscha, that the Bnei Yisoscha said that when a person learns the Yud Gimel Midos Shat Torah Nidreshes Behem, it's Ma'ir the Yud Gimel Midos Shal Rachamim. So this is not such an easy Gemara, but, you know, maybe a silver lining when you go through it. It's something that you definitely have to help up. So just a one second, not literally one second, but a figuratively 1 second akdama, and that is that we know that if somebody is nichshol in one of the arayas, karas. So some of them have mises bezdin, different types of mises bezdin, sometimes skila, sometimes chenek, sometimes sreifa. But atzad hashava shebehem is they're all subject to karas, right? Even someone that's over something that has mises bezdin, if there's no edim and asra, then it's karas. So all the arayas have karas, and it's a pasuk. The pasuk in the very end of Parashas Achrimos, which is one of the two places in the Torah where the Torah discusses the parash of arayas, says, Kichol Ashe yase mikol atoyevo yisoele v'nichrisu hanefashois ha'isois mikerev amam. So if somebody is over one of the arayos, he's chayiv koras. So any one of the arayos v'nichrisu hanefashois ha'isois mikerev amam. What's oisois lashon rabim? The man is chayiv koras and the woman is chayiv koras as well. And the Gemara says that even though only the man is doing a maisa, it says v'nichrisu hanefashois ha'isois, the woman isn't doing a maisa, she's karko oivam. She's not doing an act. But the Gemara in the beginning of Perek HaManiach, from all places, tucked away, says the Gemara, the thing that the woman has hana, the ana that she has makes it as if she's doing a maisa. And that's why it says v'nichrisu hanefashos ha'oisos. The emphasis of ha'oisos is that psai, the man, psai, the woman, but the bottom line is it doesn't matter which one of the arayas. Ki chol ha'sheyaseh mikol ha'toyevos ha'ela. Any one of the aforementioned arayas. Stating that, there's two psukim in Parashas Kedoshim, the second place that the Torah discusses the parashah of arayas, that discuss specific arayas and says chorus. V'isha she'ikach ha'sachoysoi. Bas ove voy basimoy. V'ro eser vaso. V'hi tira eser vasoi. Chesed hu, v'nichrisu le'enei b'nei amam, erva sachoysoi gile avoyna yisa. So the pasuk is talking about the erva of achoysoi, and the Torah says for achoysoi this chorus. Next pasuk, v'ish ashe yishkaf es isho dovo, onido, v'gilo es harvoso, es mekoi roi he'ero, v'hi gilso es mekoi domer, v'nichrisu ne'shnei karavama. So the Torah singles out two arayos where there's a chi of chorus. The first one is achoysoi, and the second one is nida. So at first glance, the question begs itself. Then once we have the pasuk already, at the end of Parshas Achrimos, that says, ki chol ashe yase mikol ha'toyevo yisa'ela, v'nichrisu, so why do I need to single out achoysoi, and why do I need to single out nida? So the Gemara is going to answer both of these questions, but the Gemara begins with the first question. Again, Rabbi Yitzchok Omer, Chai v'krisus b'chlal hoyu. There was a general rule. The pasuk in the end of Parshas Achrimos, ki chol ashe yase mikol ha'toyevo se'ela v'nichrisu. If so, v'lam yatsas chorus b'chloisoi. So why did the Torah have to single out chorus b'chloisoi? Zok the Gemara lodoinei b'chorus v'leva malchus. To tell me a general chiddush, to tell me that any time a person is over a chavi krisos, you only get chorus and you don't get malchus. That's the emphasis. There's no chiddush that you get chorus b'chloisoi. I know that from the klal. You know what the chiddush is? Only chorus and nothing else. And once I know that achloisoi, which is a chayve krisos, only gets chorus and doesn't get malchus, it's a dover shahoya bechlal, fi yotza min haklal lelamid, loy lelamid al atzma yotza, el lelamid al haklal kula yotza, to teach me that every single time a person is over chayve krisos, he's only going to get chorus. He's not going to get mal. Zok tigmav rabbanon that argue Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, our Mishnah, Karis b'chayse lamali. How do they explain why it says Karis b'chayse? They hold you to get malchus by chayve krisus. Zok tigmav lechalik. It's coming to teach me a different halacha. Ukid Rabbi Yechon. Dam Rabbi Yechon and said, "Shemasan kulam helam echad." If a person would be over all the arayos, the helam echad, or several arayos, the helam echad, the halacha would be chayev al kolachas v'achas. He's going to be chayev for each one. So when does a person bring a carbon chatos? Anytime he's over a chayve krisus b'shoigig, he brings chatos. Shoigig means that he made a mistake. There was something he should have known that he didn't know. It's what the Gemara refers to as a helen. There was a halama. Something was hidden from him. Something that he could have, would have, should have known that he didn't know. As a result, he did an avera. Being that it was done behelen, it was done b'shoigig. It's for that reason that he doesn't get chorus, he doesn't get mises bezdin. Instead, all he has to do is he has to bring a carbon. What happens if a person does multiple averos behelen? So, if a person would do the same Avera, let's keep it simple. It'll get more complicated as we go through the Gemara. But if a person does one Avera over and over and over again, Behelam Echad, so he keeps on being Mechal Shabbos, the same Melacha. He keeps on doing, he's Beirir on Shabbos, again and again and again and again, the Shaygig, he does it all Behelam Echad. So he's going to bring one Garba Chatas. The reason it's one Chatas is because being that it was done by one Halama, now if you made a mistake, and then somebody corrected you, and then you made another mistake, and someone corrected you, and you made a third mistake. So for each helem, you're going to bring another carbon. That's perek klal gadol, most lamdish perek in Masechet Shabbos, seventh perek, which discusses all these different halachas. But the halama is really what determines how many karbonos you're going to bring. Shteltzach de shayla, what if a person's over many arayos? So a person is bala chaysa, and he's bala nida, and he's bala neneshesesh, and he's bala different arayos, all behelam echad. You're going to bring one karbon? Or you can bring many karbonos? Do we look at it as if he did one avera behelam echad, you only bring one karbon? Or do you look at it as if he did many averas, even behelam echad, for each avera that you do, naturally, you're going to have to bring another karbon. Said Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is if somebody's over all the arayos, behelam echad, chayiv al kol achas v'achas. How did Rabbi Yochanan know that halacha? Says the Gemara. Now we knew it. He knew it from Karas Tachoysa. You know why the Torah singled out Karas Tachoysa? I already had the klal. Because based on the klal, I would have thought that all the arayos are treated like one avera. It's like you did bayre, 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 bayre. That's the way you would look at it. Despite the fact that they're different arayos. Kamash Malon, this Karas Tachoysa, that each erva has its own chorus, so to speak, to tell me that if you do many arayas, behelam echad, you're going to be chayv kol achas v'achas. Look, the Gemara from Yitzchak, who used achosai to tell me chorus and no malchus by chayv kriz l'chali. How does he know? Chalik, nafgalei, he knows it from somewhere else. It says, vel isha benidas tumasa. So when the pasuk talks about the iser, the erv of nida, it says, vel isha benidas tumasa, le'sikrav l'galas ervasa. Why does it say vel isha? Ve'el isha benidas tumasa. What's the emphasis of the word? Isha l'chayva called isha v'isha. They tell me yichayev for every isha. So you see that when it comes to harayis, for every isha you're going to be chayev. If chayev every isha, so naturally, if you're over all the harayis, you're going to be chayev al kol achas v'achas. Because even if you do, or if a person is over with multiple women, but each woman has the same erva, you're going to be chayv al kol isha v'isha. The point is, each isha is a separate mechayv when it comes to carbon. So naturally, kol arayis behelam echad, you're going to be chayv al kol achas v'achas. For Rabbanan nami tepek lemiha, the Gemara enoch enami, the Rabbanan also really know lechalik from the el isha menidas tumas. El karas tachoysay lovely, hajra kushya. So what do they do with karas tachoysay? Lechayv al achoysay, v'al achoysay, v'al achoysay. If a person is bo al achoysay, and an achoysay, and even though they're all achosoys, it doesn't matter. One is his sister, one's his father's sister, one's his mother's sister. He's going to be chayv al kol achas v'achas. Why do I need a special limit for that? Harei gufan muchlokin, harei shemus muchlokin. If you're telling me that if a person's boil five nidos behelam echad, the halach is going to be chayv al kol achas v'achas, because even though they're all the same erva, it's all nida, but it's five different women, and as a result, you chay for each one, then certainly achoyse and achizov and achizimoy. Because over there, there are three women, and there are also three different arayas. It's true, there's a tzad ashova, they're all achoysoy dig arayas. But at the end of the day, there are three different arayas. El says more, you're right. Bechayva el achoysoy, shichas ova mesh achazim. You know what you need achoysoy for? The person is boil the erva achoysoy, and achoysoviv and achoysimoy, and they're all the same person. So it's his sister, his father's sister, and his mother's sister, and they're all this. How's that possible? Bereshia barishia. So take a look at Rashi. You need your Yevamis, right? This is classic Yevamis, but the bottom line is Rashi tells you exactly how it's possible. But if it was one woman for our sugya, that's achoysay, achoysavim, and achoysimai, over there I would have thought that being that it's one woman, so mechatesi, you should be chayiv three chatois, maybe only one. Because what's the makar that I know that you chayiv al kol achas v'achas mi ve'el isha benidas tumasa? What's the punchline of that drasha? L'chayiv al kol isha v'isha. Over here it's one woman. It's just three different shemes. Kamash v'lan achoysay. Achoysay tells me for each erva, you chayiv a separate chatois. It's two limudim. Ve'el isha tells me many, same erva, multiple women, chayev al kol isha v'isha. Achoysay tells me one woman, multiple shemois of arayos, like achoysay, achazov, achazimoy, rishia bar rishia, you're going to be chayev al kol shem v'shem. Two separate drashes. So, Rabbi Yitzchak coming. No, this okay. It's Rabbi Yitzchak used achoysay to teach me chayev krisus have chorus and not malchus. And he has el isha to tell me chayev al kol isha v'isha. But how does he know if it's one woman with multiple shemois of arayos, chayev al kol erva v'erva? So, nafke mikal v'choyme. He learns So they were going to buy flesh for the chasana of the son of the Nasi, Rabbi Gamliel. And as they're going to buy meat, they're preparing for the wedding, Rabbi Akiva turns to them and he asks a question. He says, what's the halacha? Meaning, how many chatois, if this happened b'shogeg, are you going to be chayef? So he said, ein chayef ela al kul el achas, oy chayv al kol achas v'achas. You're going to be chayv for each one, or you're only going to be chayv. They told him, zulay shamanu. I don't know. Aval shamanu, we know something else. Haba chomish noshem nidais behelam echad. If someone's born five nidais, all behelam echad, chayv al kol achas v'achas. V'nir nidvarim kal v'chaymis, he said, luchur, it's a kal v'chaymis. Man, nido, man, dekha nidish shem echad, which is only one erva. Chayv al kol achas v'achas. Kan, over here, sheshloisha shemois. Over here, where it's three shemois, like kolshken, it's a madach. Five women, but one shem. Yichayv al kol achas v'achas. So certainly over here, where it's three shemois. But the idach, the Gemara says, so he told him back, what kind of kal v'chomer is that? Kal v'chomer prichahu. Why is it a kal v'chomer pricha? Male nida shekein gufan muchlakim. The nida, it's true, it's all nida. But at the same time, it's five different women. Over here, we're discussing a case where it's one woman that has three shemois. Mean, leroy is that, karoy is that. Each one is different. But how could you tell me kal v'chomer? How could you tell me, Madoch, one Shem Erva, five women,
Kal v'chomer, three shame ervois and one woman. One has gufan muchlakin, the other one has shemus muchlakin. How do you know one is more than the other? So the Gemara says, you're right. Havade kal v'chomer pichu. It's an upgefrekta kal v'chomer. El enafkele, the makar is, me'achoysoi de seifa. The pasuk that mentions chorus by achoysoi, so it says, isha sheikach es achoysoi, bas aviv, oi bas imoi, v'ro es arvasoi, v'hi tira es arvasoi, chesed hu, v'nichresu le'enei bnei amam. This is the pasuk that singles out chorus by achoysoi, and then it concludes, ervas achoysoi gila avoino yiso. So why did I have to say at the end of the pasuk, ervas achoysoi gila? Why does it have to chazer over again achoysoi? L'chayvoi, says the Gemara, must be coming to teach me this halacha, to teach me where it's one person, but three arayas, even over there, you're going to be chayv. So again, the question was that according to Rabbi Yitzchok, that uses the parsha of achoysoi by chorus to teach me that you only get chorus, but you don't get malchus. So how does he know that if somebody's ba on this rishia bar rishia achoysoi sheyachas avim sheyachas imoy, how do you know that you're going to be chayiv chatas or kolachas va'achas? Rabbanon used it from achoysoi. Because that's Rabbanon hold, that you do get Malkus by Chayvi Krisis. But Rabbi Yitzchok holds, you don't get Malkus by Chayvi Krisis because he uses this parasha of Achoysai. How does he know that? Says Rabbi Yitzchok, there's an extra word Achoysai. And the extra word Achoysai in the parasha that says Karis by Achoysai teaches me that halacha. Okay, the Idach, let's go back now. According to the Chachamim, Achoysai the Sefer Lomani. Why does it say that Achoysai the Sefer? The Chayvi Achoysai bas avivu bas imoy. It's because if you look in the Pasuk itself, the Pasuk discusses Isha Shikachas Achoysai bas aviv oy bas imoy. Either achoysei mina of or achoysei mina. How do you know achoysei mina of mina? So the Gemara discussed this brisa at length earlier in the Masechta. Dafei Amid Beis. It comes up in many places in Chas. The answer is it says achoysei at the end. Again, the rabbi is not only achoysei mina of and not only achoysei mina im, but either achoysei mina of umina. Why do we need a pasuk for that? Isn't it a kal v'chomer? Madichi chayv chorus for achoysei mina of. Or achoysei mina em. Kal v'chomer, you're chayiv koros v'achoysei mina avu mina em. Loimar, it teaches me she'eino enche min aden. This is the makar, te'eino enche min aden. This is how you know you can't get malchus or koros or any punishment based on a kal v'chomer. Bottom line is that achoysei is very important. This is the makar to the rule of e'eino enche min aden. Freik the Gemara v'idach. Okay, so how's Rabbi Yitzchok know now e'eino enche min aden? Achoysei is not there to teach me achoysei mina avu mina em. So presumably, how do you know achoysei mina avu mina em? Maybe mikal v'chomer, but the bottom line is, how do you know achoysei mina av u'mina eim? Or put differently, how do you know ein oichem adin? So the Gemara says, iba yaseimo, either gamar inish me'azara, because the truth is, the Gemara makes the same exact drush. If you remember the price on the Chayam and Beis, for the azara of achoysei, because you need an azara for achoysei mina av u'mina eim, and you need the chorus, the oinish, for azara mina av u'mina eim. This achoysei teaches me the oinish. How do I know the azara? It's a separate limud. So Rabbi Yitzchok agreed with the other limud, and he held that once I have the limud that tells me that there's an azara for achoysei mina av u'mina eim, memela I know there's going to be chorus for achoysei mina av u'mina eim. As meaning he holds ein oichem adin, and he acknowledges that you would need a drasha to tell me achoysei mina av u'mina eim. It's just not in this pasuk. This pasuk is teaching me what Rabbi Yitzchok calls. I know it from somewhere else. Believe it or not, there's another achoysei in this very pasuk that's extra. Achoysei dereisha. The pasuk starts v'isha sheyikach es achoysei bas avu v'bas imoy. The diuk is, it could have just said v'isha sheyikach bas avu v'bas imoy. Why does it have to say v'isha sheyikach es achoysei bas avu v'bas imoy? So the whole pasuk is extra. The word achoysei in the sefer is extra. And Rabbi Yitzchok calls the word achoysei in the reisha is extra as well. So according to Rabbi Yitzchok, I have three drushes in this pasuk. I have the halacha that chayvi krisis get chorus, they don't get malchus. I have the halacha that if somebody's ba an achoysei shibas avet bevas imoy, it's one person, behelam echid, going to be chayv chorus al kol achas v'achas. For each one of the arayas, it'll be three chatois in that case. And I also know the halacha that achoysei, that's bas avet and bas imoy, you're going to be chayv chorus. According to the Rabbanan, you have two drushes in this pasuk. I don't have three, I have two. So I have the latter two, but the first one, the chayvi krisos, you get chorus, and not malchus, that you don't have. Says the Gemara, what about this first drush achoysei? I mean, the Rabbanan, they're just not going to have this word achoysei. No, we have to make it work. So the Gemara, humi boyele, lechale chorus, lemefatem ulesach. Here the Gemara
pulls in an Einoy Inyan, a classic in Einoy Inyan, says the Gemara, that before you understand the next line, I have to introduce you to some psukim in the Torah, tucked away, in Parshas Kisisa. The pasuk says as follows. The context over there is the Shemen HaMishcha. The Bnei Yisrael Tadaber Lemer, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yiyazel Lila Deirei Seichen. So the Shemen HaMishcha that was used to anoint kings, it was used to anoint the Kehanim Gedolim, the Kalim of the Mishkan, of the Beis HaMikdash, says the pasuk, Al Psar Odom Lo Yisach. You can't just put the Shemen HaMishcha on a person. U'bemaskuntoy Lo Yisasu Kamayu. Not only can't you put it on somebody, you also can't make it. Kodeshu? And then the pasuk says, "Ish asher yirkach kamayu." If a person is going to go ahead and he's going to make the shemen hamishcha, v'asher yitam imenu azar, or he's going to put the shemen hamishcha on a person, v'nichras meyamav, he's going to be chayiv kar. Shtaltzich deshayla. What happens if a person is over these two isurim? He is over the al psar adam lo yisach u'bemaskuntoy lo yisase kamayu. Or as the pasuk says it the second time, "Ish asher yirkach kamayu v'asher yitam imenu azar." He does them both b'shoigig, and he does it b'halamech. The pasuk says v'nichras yichayv kar. So we know if you do b'shoigig, you're going to be chayv chatas. The question is, if you did both of them b'halamech, you're going to be chayv chatas times one, or you're going to be chayv chatas times two. What's the shayla? It's two isurim, because it says karis once that encompasses both isurim. Isha sheyirkach kamayu v'ashiyidim imenu azar v'nichras meyamav. It's one karis. So do you say that being that it's one karis, it's going to be one chatas, or maybe no? And a chanami is one karis, but there's going to be a special chatas for each one. Says the Gemara, I have an extra word achosai in the parish of Arayas, and I don't need it. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, I need it. But according to Rabbanan, I don't need it. So what am I going to do with it? In Einoy Inyan to the parish of achosai and the parish of Arayas, Tneyu Inyan to the parish of Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, to tell me that even though it says v'nichas me'am of one time for both Yisurim, but l'chalik yotzes, they're going to be chayv a separate chatas for each one of these averas. Zok the Gemara, in one line, v'idach, ha'um yibayile l'chalik kores l'mefateim u'lesach. V'idach, how does Rabbi Yitzchak know? He doesn't have anything extra in the parish of Achosai. How does he know that you're going to be chayv a separate chatas for Mefatim and Sach, Rav Lozer, anytime you find two lavin and one karis, chalukin ain't the carbon. Meaning, he has his general rule. He doesn't need specially mood him every time the Torah has something like this. Or maybe he doesn't hold like Rav Lozer, but Vanafkale, he has another pasuk somewhere else, Rabbi Yitzchak does. Also, min Einoy Inyan, because it's not in the parish of Mefatim and Sach, it's in the parish of Arayas also, and it's the Isha Sheyishkav as Isha Dava. So, this is the pasuk that we mentioned in the beginning. We said there's the general pasuk that says v'nichesu hanafashis ha'oisois ki kolash yas mi kolat eivaseila, that you get chorus for any one of their eyes, but then the Torah singled it out in two parashas. The Torah says it's chorus by achoisai, and then the Torah says it's chorus by nidas. Until now we've been discussing what do you do with the chorus by achoisai. So you have two drushes, three drushes. But you also have the extra karas by nida. What am I going to do with that? The isha sheyishka ves isha dava with the Torah. Fears ois v'nichrasu shneiem mikerav amon im einoy inyan to the parasha of Arayis, because I don't need it. Neyo inyan to the parasha of mefatim etzach v'idach. What are the rabbanon going to do with that pasuk? Because they already know mefatim etzach get to chatois from the achosoi deresha in the pasuk of achosoi. Because they don't use achoisoi to teach me chorus and not mouthless. So they had one extra achoisoi, which was an eno inyan achoisoi, tneo inyan lomafatam ulusach. So they don't need then the ish asher yishka v'sisha dava, the chorus that it says, my nida to teach me that you get a separate chatas from mefatim and tzach. So what do they do with that pasuk? Humi boyle lechid Rabbi Yochanan. That whole pasuk I need for something else. Dom Rabbi Yochanan meshum Rabbi Shimon Yechoy. Minayin she'ein adam temeya ad sheyetzim midava derech avos. How do you know that in order for a woman to be a nida, so the dam that comes from her has to come from her makom merva? How do you know that? It's not so mefurish anywhere in the Torah. Maybe anytime a woman bleeds, she becomes a nida. Maybe if blood comes out of her stomach, she becomes a nida. How do you know that the only time she becomes a nida is if the dam comes derech hervasa? Shenema v'ish asher yishkaf es isha dava v'gola es hervasa v'gila es hervasa melamed she'inisha t'meyat she'itzmi ma'ad v'derech hervasa. That's what's learned out from that passage. The only time she becomes a nida is if it came out derech hervasa, but if it didn't come out derech hervasa, she's not going to be either way. So we had a v'idach and a v'idach as promised. But the bottom line is, the Gemara makes it work out. At the end of the day, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, the Iker Parsha of Koris Bachoysa is to tell me Koris by Chadi Krisos and not Malkis, according to the Rabbanan. And as a result, we had to do a lot of work just to figure out all the extra choysos and the karis by nida, and we got into the parasha mafatim and tzach. But the bottom line is, there's two mahalchim of how to use the yud gimel midah shatayin nidreshes behem. But what we end up with le'in yoneinu is that our Mishnah said that chayvei krisos get malchus ve'eloin alokin. The first ones mentioned in the Mishnah are all chayvei krisos. It's the like Rabbi Yitzchak. It's according to Rabbi Yitzchak, the Torah wrote Karis b'achoisa, even though there's a general karis by all the arayas, to teach me you're going to get karis, but you're not going to get malchus. Either way, we have another half of Amud Gemara, which does a lot of the same. So the Mishnah said, v'tomei sha'ochal es ha'kodesh, v'habol ha'mikdash tomei. Somebody that's tomei, that eats kachin, gets malchus. V'habol ha'mikdash tomei. Somebody that's tomei and he enters the Beis HaMikdash, he too is going to get malchus. So again, you have to have a cup. They're both tumo and hektish, but they're not the same thing. One is where the person is tomei, the gavra is tomei, and he enters the Beis HaMikdash in a state of tumo. The second is where the person is tomei, but he enters the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so a tomei she'ochal es ha'kodesh, that abo el ha'mikdash. In both cases, I'm sorry, the gavra is tomei, and one, he ate kachim, and the other one, he entered the Beis HaMikdash. So you have a person that's tomei, you're not allowed to eat kachim, you're not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. For either one of them, you're going to be chayiv malchus. Zok to Gemara, bishloima haba el ha'mikdash tomei. Somebody that's tomei, he enters the Beis HaMikdash. Ksiv oinesh, v'ksiv azor. I know that he's chayiv malchus. How do I know he's chayiv malchus? Because I have an oinesh that's mentioned in the Torah, and I have an azor that's mentioned in the Torah. As oinesh, how do I have an oinesh? The ksiv es mikshgan Hashem timei v'nichrusa. Pasuk says that if somebody is tomei and he enters the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayiv karis. So if he's chayiv karis, then by definition it means he's going to get malchus. Because again, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva that holds that chayvi krisus aloikin. Azara, there's also an azara. It says v'lo yitamu es machaneim. And v'lo yitamu machaneim, the context over there is talking about somebody that's tomei. So somebody that's tomei has a loisa, say there's an azara v'lo yitamu es machaneim. It also says it's mishkan Hashem timei, if he is metame the machne, vin nichrasa. So I have the oinish, I have the azara. So it's partial why he's mentioned in the Mishnah of the Elohein aloikin. Elo tomei, she'ochel es ha'kodesh. But if someone's tomei and he eats kodesh, bishloim ha'oinish, bishloim ha'oinish ksiv. It says v'anefesh ha'shatoich ha'basim, yizavach ha'shom. It says beforeish that you're going to be getting karis. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that if somebody's tomei and he eats kodesh, that it's a problem. And ain't oinchin elon kemazirin. Certainly, as it relates to malchus, let's talk about malchus now. So, as it relates to malchus, you can't get malchus unless there's an azara. Where is there an azara? So, abola mikdash tomei. I have the azara, but where's the azara? Where's the azara for a tomei she'ochel es ha'kodesh? And it was so unclear that the Gemara is going to bring a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. That's going to take us till the bottom of the Yom, because there's no furish pasuk. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that if you're tomei, you are not allowed to eat kachim. Zok to Gemara. Reish Lakish, Shamash, Reish Lakish said it's true. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that if you're tomei, not allowed to eat kachim. You know what it does say? It says bechol kodesh lo yisiga. Now the context over there, it's in the beginning of Parashas Tazria. It's talking about the yoledes. So a woman has a baby, she becomes tomei. Tumas yoledes. 33 days, 66 days, Yimei Tumah, Yimei Tyrus, 714, right? The whole cheshbon in the beginning got Yeshem Lamikri, Yeshem Lamasiris, Shivim, Shvayim. But the point is this Tumah. A woman has a baby, she becomes Tumah. The Pasuk says, Ushloishim Yoim, Ushloishis Yomim, Teshev Bidmei Tahira, Bechol Kodesh Loisiga, Ve'ela Mikdash Loisavoy, Ad Malois Yimei Tahira. This is the Pasuk we're going to need for the rest of the daf. Bechol Kodesh Loisiga, it says v'chol kodesh loisiga. So if it says v'chol kodesh loisiga, so this is my makar. Now it doesn't say loisoicha, it says loisiga, but it says you're not allowed to touch kachim, certainly not allowed to eat kachim. This is the nazara for a tomei she'ochel es ha'kodesh, have the nazara. That's why you're going to get malchus. Rabbi Yechonah says, Tani Bardula, I heard in the name of the Chacham Bardula, who said, Asya tumasei tumasei. No, the makar is something else. Learned that from Gzeir Shabbat. Ksiv hacha, it says, with regard to the Tomei she'ochel es ha'kodesh v'hanefesh ha'shatoich ha'basar v'tumasa yolo v'dichr. So that's the pasuk that teaches us the oinish. V'ksiv hasam, and it says regarding the ba'al ha'mikdash Tomei, Tomei yia o'tumasa boy ma'al lahalol oinish v'azara afkan oinish v'azara. I know from Gzeir Shavah, tumasa y'tumasa. It's even though ein mazirim en adin, That's Mikabel Chaymer, but certainly Bigzei Rishava, you could learn a Nazara. So says Rabbi Yechanan, I disagree with Beish Lakish. Bechol Kodesh Leisig is not a Makar. I don't have a Mufurish a Makar, but I do have Bigzei Rishava from Tomash Oichlas HaKodesh to Abala Mikdash Tomis. Look to more. Bishlam, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, I understand why Beish Lakish didn't want to learn Rabbi Yechanan. Gzei Rishava Legom. You have to have a Messaira for Gzei Rishava. And Beish Lakish felt he didn't have a Messaira from his Rabbeim, which is a Pella, because who was Beish Lakish's Rabbi? Rabbi Yechanan. El Rabbi Yechanan, my time, Allah, my Kurish Lakish. But why did Rabbi Yechanan learn like Beish Lakish? The Chura, first glance, Rish Lakish has a mefurish apostik. It says b'chol kodesh leisiga amalacha. Who azar l'tshuma? Rish Yechanan held that that pasuk is not talking about kachem. B'chol kodesh leisiga is actually talking about teruma, and it actually makes a little bit of sense. You know why? Because we're talking to a yeledes. We're talking to a woman. A woman doesn't eat kachem. It's not so simple to find a case where a woman is even allowed to eat kachem. So presumably we're talking about the type of kodesh that a woman's allowed to eat. We're talking about truma. Ah, you'll tell me if I have an azara for truma, kal v'chaymer kachem, it must be a minadin. So I can't learn anything from a kal v'chaymer. I would need a black and white pasuk or a gzei reshava. So it says Rabbi Yechanan, the black and white pasuk I don't have. Because the pasuk that says that a yeledes is not allowed to eat kachem, it doesn't mean kachim, it means teruma. To learn kal v'chaymer, I can't. Gzei reshavas kimefurish because of dami that I have asya tumasei tumasei. For Reish Lakish zok de gemara azara l'teruma minale. According to Reish Lakish, that b'chol kodesh leisiga is talking about kachim. It's not truma. How does he know truma? Nafkalei, the pasuk says ish ish mizera haroin v'hutza rua oizav. The end of the pasuk is b'kachim lo yoichal adashayita. Now, what type of kachim is this pasuk referring to? At first glance, kachim usually think of as kachim, but says Reish Lakish, "Eza udavish u'shava b'chol zara shel aharin." Have I imazet shua? Ish ish mizera aharin. All the children, all the einaklach and ir einaklach, then aharin akoyin are allowed to eat this type of kachim. That must be truma. Everyone can eat truma. Women, men, everybody can eat truma. Kachim is much more exclusive. So it's for that reason, says Reish Lakish, I know azara that a tummy is not allowed to eat truma. I know from that pasuk. V'idach. How about Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Yechanan, isn't that a mefurish pasuk? Ish ish mizera haroin, eza udavish u'shava b'chol zarish al haroin. And what's the end of the pasuk? V'hu tzarua oizav b'kachem l'yechel ad ashayitar. So what do you need b'chol kodesh leisiga to tell me azara fetruma? Why not learn it from there? Mar says you're right. Ahu la'achila v'hol enegia. I need one pasuk to tell me that he's not allowed to touch. The other pasuk to tell me that he's not allowed to eat. For a shlokish, fake the Gemara. Hay bechol kodesh leisiga lahachiyu da'asa. So the Gemara said, again, we're trying to find the azara for a tome that eats kachem. Tome she'achal as hakodesh is mentioned in our Mishnah. He's one of the Elohim Aloikin, which suggests that there's an azara. Because if there's no azara, there can't be malchus. Now the pasuk says mefurish that he gets karas. But for karas, you don't need an azara. For malchus, you do need an azara. So where's the azara? Rabbi Yochanan said, Asya Tumasai Tumasai. Reish Lakish says it's the pasuk b'chol kodesh leisiga. You want to know what that pasuk means? When the Torah tells you ledes, don't touch kachim, it means don't eat basar kodesh. That's what it doesn't mean truma. It doesn't mean touch. It means don't eat. Don't eat basar kodesh. But freak the Gemara, could that be? For Reish Lakish, hay b'chol kodesh leisiga lahachi udaasa. How mi bayu le tamei shenaga b'kodesh. I have a mefurish Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, it's not talking about a tamei she'achal. It's talking about a tamei shenaga. D'itmar, tamei shenaga b'kodesh. Reish Lakish, I'm not like it. Reish Lakish says again, Malkus. Rabbi Yechanan, I'm not like it. Reish Lakish, I'm not like it. B'chol kodesh leisiga. This pasuk. Rabbi Yechanan, I'm not like it. Who has our l'tshuma das? Rabbi Yechanan l'shitasi. It's talking about tshuma. This pasuk is not talking about kodesh. But the bottom line is, Reish Lakish clearly says this pasuk is talking about someone that's touching kodesh, not somebody that's eating kodesh. Not the same thing. One is eating, one is touching. So how could Reish Lakish learn tamei she'ochal es hakodesh from b'chol kodesh leisiga? Don't I need b'chol kodesh leisiga to tell me tamei shenaga es hakodesh? And Reish Lakish himself said it. I have an itmar where Reish Lakish says tamei shenaga b'kodesh gets malchus because there's an azara of b'chol kodesh leisiga. Zok de Gemara. The truth is that both Reish Lakishes are true. Reish Lakish is going to learn Tomei She'achal Es HaKodesh, and he's also going to learn Tomei She'noga Es HaKodesh. He's going to learn them both from the same Pasik B'chol Kodesh Leisiga. How so? Tomei She'noga B'Kodesh. So the Gersois are a little Meshubash here. But Tomei She'noga B'Kodesh Mida'apki Rachmana B'Loshe Negir. He knows Tomei She'noga, because that's what it says. It says B'chol Kodesh Leisiga. And Azara La'Oichel, he also knows Tomei She'achal. Because iskish kodesh lamikdash. Because what's the end of the pasuk? The pasuk says bechol kodesh loisiga. Same pasuk. The elamikdash loisavai. So here Rashi explains the Gemara. Reish Lakish was makish
Now we have Hakish. Rish Lakish was Makish, the Tomish Achala Kodesh and the Tomish and Nichnas Lamikdash, because the Torah put them both together. And just like Tomish Shenichnas Lamikdash is referring to, here's the punchline, something for which Yichayev Karis, so too Tomish But Noga Bekoidish or Bechol Koidish Loisiga must also mean a Chayvi Krisis. Now, a Tomei that touches Kachem doesn't get Karis. Yeah, you know that? Because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. A Tomei that eats Kachem does get Karis. That's a Mefurish Apostle. That was never up for debate. We're trying to find a Makar that is an Azara for a Tomei Sheachalas HaKoidish. But the fact that a Tomei Sheachalas HaKoidish gets Karis, that's a Mefurish Apostle. The fact that a Tomei Shenoga HaKoidish doesn't get Karis, that's obvious, because there's no pasuk in the Torah. So when it says b'chol kodesh leisiga b'alamikdash leisaver Rish Lakish says, I see here a hekdesh. I see that the Torah is equating the b'chol kodesh leisiga to the b'alamikdash leisaver. That means the b'chol kodesh leisiga must mean something for which is a chiyuv karis. Now there's no karis for b'chol kodesh leisiga. It must be that b'chol kodesh leisiga means something else. It means Tomei she'achalas hakodesh, but it does say leisiga, so it must also mean Tomei she'nogas hakodesh. So says Reish Lakish, I'm going to know both from this pasuk. I'm going to know from this pasuk b'chol kodesh leisiga, this is the azara for a Tomei she'achalas hakodesh, and I also know that this is a makar to Tomei she'nogas hakodesh. Again, how does he know Tomei she'achalas hakodesh? Because it says b'chol kodesh leisiga ve'lamikdash leisavoy, and being ve'lamikdash leisavoy is a chayvi krisis, b'chol kodesh leisiga must also be a chayvi krisis. There's no chorus for Tomei she'nogas hakodesh, must be a means Tomei she'achalas hakodesh. That's how he knows that the pasuk means Tomei she'achalas hakodesh. That's the azara for Tomei she'achalas hakodesh. That's why Reish Lakish said the makar to our Mishnah Eloin Aloikin Tomei she'achalas hakodesh is b'chol kodesh leisiga, because this must be talking about Tomei she'acha. But at the end of the day, it does say Tomei she'naga, and that's why Reish Lakish holds that a Tomei she'naga sakodesh gets malchus, not like Rabbi Yochanan. He holds you do get malchus, because at the end of the day, it does say b'chol kodesh leisiga. Rabbi Yochanan says pasuk is talking about truma. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan has his whole mahalach, but in Reish Lakish's world, that the pasuk is talking about kachin, he knows say Tomei she'naga b'kodesh and Tomei she'achala sakodesh. But frek the gemara nachar kasha v'akati lahachi yuda also one last kasha. Oh, mi bayale, I need this pasuk l'tomei she'achal basar. Now that's true that a Tomei she'achalas hakodesh gets karis. Gets karis. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Again, our whole sugya is trying to find the azara for the malchus. But karis, that's a mefurish pasuk. What's also clear is that the only time that a Tomei that eats kachim gets karis is if he ate the kachim la'achas zrikas dam. So we know that every time a karbon was brought, there were dalet avoidas adam that were done. There were many avoidas. But dalet avoidas adam, four avoidas where you can have a machshava hapishalas, machshava shloi lishma, by chatas and pesach, or machshavas pigol, right? We're soon going to learn these sugyas. So there's dalet avoidas adam, shchita, kabbalah, hoylocha, zrika, kachem 101, brisk 101, right? Shchita, kabbalah, hoylocha, and zrika. The halacha was that until the zrika, the fourth and final of the avoidas adam were done, you weren't allowed to eat the basar. The only time the basar of the carbon was allowed to be eaten was after the zrika. So the zrika really did two things. The zrika serves two functions. Again, this is literally the intro to Masach Dezvachim. This is Kachem 101. It serves two purposes. The first purpose that it serves is it's the mechaper. The zrika is when a person gets kapara. So if somebody needs kapara and that's why he's bringing a carbon, when do you get kapara? After the zrika. That's just like a srach kapara. The haktara seimurim. That's again more extra credit. The shvicha shirayim ela yusayid. That's more extra. That's all extra credit. But the ikker is shchita, kabbalah, haylocha, zrik. Even haylocha, maybe you don't have to do if you're right next to the mizbeach. That's Reb Shimon holds in Kachim that haylocha is not even avoida. Shchita, the Gemara says lav avoida. Even though you can have machshav espigel, but a zar could do shchita. Hakul ksheirim. That's the third parak in Zvachim. Even the psulim are allowed to do shchita. But the zrik is the meratza. Zrika is what gives you kapar. But zrika does another thing. Zrika is also matir basur l'achila, and it's also matir the emurim and all the fats to go on the mizbeach. So what happens if a person eats kachim before zrika? He's over an avera. Even a koyin, even someone that's allowed to eat kachim, because you didn't have the matir, you didn't have the zrika. The zrika has to be matir the basur. Until then, the halach is, says the Gemara, if somebody is tamei and he eats basur kachim, but he eats it lifnei zrika, being that it's in a state right now that a Tohar is not allowed to eat it, if a Tomei eats it, he's not going to be Chayv Karas. So there's a parish of Karas for a Tomei She'achal HaSakodesh. But the Karas is only if he ate it when the Tohar was allowed to eat it. We're makish the tar to the tamei. So when the tar is allowed to eat it, the tamei is not allowed to eat it. But when the tar is anyways not allowed to eat it, because it's koidim zrika, if the tamei eats it, he's not going to be chayv kar. So a tamei that eats basar kach and lifnei zrika is damim, the halacha is, he does not get karas. Stating that, the Gemara says, Itmar, Tomei she'ochal basar koidim lifnei zrika is damim. Reish lachish amar loika. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Einu Loike. Reish Lokesh Amar Loike B'chol Kodesh Leisiga. Loishna Lifnei Zrika V'loishna Lachas Zrika. Because what's Reish Lokesh's Makar? To the Azara of a Tomei She'ochal Asa Kodesh B'chol Kodesh Leisiga. Says Reish Lokesh in B'chol Kodesh Leisiga, I don't see anything about Zrika. He's not allowed it, or she's not allowed to eat Kachem. So it doesn't matter if it's Lifnei Zrika or it's Lachas Zrika. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Einu Loike. Rabbi Yochanan Letaime. Rabbi Yochanan is also Lishitasei. Da'amakra, because the Pasuk says Tumasai, Tumasai. That what's the Azara of a Tomei She'ochal HaKodesh? I know it from Tumasai, Tumasai. It's learned from the Parsha of a Tomei She'nichnas al HaMikdash. A Tomei She'nichnas al HaMikdash gets Karis. When does he get Karis? Only La'achar V'chik Siv Tumasai La'achar Zriku D'chsev. A Tomei She'ochal HaNichnas al HaMikdash gets Karis. A Tomei She'ochal HaKodesh gets Karis. Being that they both have Karis, and Tomei She'nichnas al HaMikdash has an Azara, so Tomei She'ochal HaKodesh has an Azara as well. But meaning, the whole basis, this is such a geshmak of kash, if you're healthy cheshman, the whole basis, I'm having fun, the whole basis for a Tomei She'ochal HaKodesh to get Malkus is related to the parasha that a Tomei She'ochal HaKodesh gets Karis. It's based on the Tumasai Tumasai in the Karis of Tomei She'ochal HaKodesh and in the Karis of a Tomei She'nichnas al HaMikdash. So it says, Rabbi Yochanan, when does a Tomei She'ochal HaKodesh get Karis? Only L'Achaz Rika. Because only L'Achaz Rika Torah is allowed to eat it. And it's only when the Torah is allowed to eat it that the Tomei is going to get Karis. If that's the case, then the Azara is also going to only be L'Achaz Rika. But Reish Lakish L'Tamei, Reish Lakish says, it has nothing to do with Tumasai Tumasai. It has nothing to do with the Karis. It has nothing to do with the Karis of Tomei She'ochal HaKodesh. It's B'chol Kodesh L'Siga. The Karis L'Chud and the Azara L'Chud. And in B'chol Kodesh L'Siga, there's no reference to Lifnei Zrika L'Achaz Rika. So if there's no reference to Lifnei Zrika L'Achaz Rika, Reish Lakish L'Tamei holds that a Tomei She'ochal Basar Kodesh Lifnei Zrika's Damim, what's the halacha? He's going to get Malchus. Oh, but it's the Frank the Gemara. If you're telling me that really B'chol Kodesh Leisiga is not talking about a Tomei She'ochal HaKodesh, really it's talking about a Tomei She'nogas HaKodesh. Now, how do I know Tomei She'ochal HaKodesh? Because it says B'chol Kodesh Leisiga, Ve'ela Mikdash Loi, Savoy, Makish, Tomei She'ochal HaKodesh, the Tomei She'nichnas LaMikdash. And now LaMikdash Loi, Savoy is a Chavi Krisos. So that's how I know the whole Kodesh Leisiga must also be a Chayvei Krisos, and for Tomei She'nogas HaKodesh there's no Karis, so must be we're talking about Tomei She'ochal HaKodesh. But the bottom line is that means the whole Makar to tell me that B'chol Kodesh Leisiga means Tomei She'ochal is because it must mean something for which is a Chayvei Karis, because of the Hekish to Vela Mikdash Leisava. If it must mean something for which there's a Chayvei Karis, then it must be talking about L'Achaz Rikas Damim. Because only L'Achaz Rikas Damim is the Rechi of Karis. So what is the Gemara? B'yoychon L'Tamei, that it's Asya Tomasi Tomasi, that's the Azor L'Tamei She'ochal HaKodesh holds, that you're going to be Chayv even L'Achaz Rikas Damim. Whereas Reish Lakish L'Tamei, Reish Lakish L'Tamei, that holds B'chol Kodesh L'Siga, you're going to be Chayv even Lifnei Zrika's Damim. Because according to him, it's just a regular Azor. Doesn't say anything about Zrika, nothing to do with Karis, not true. Really, B'chol Kodesh L'Siga means L'Siga. The only way I know it's L'Soichal is because of the Hektish Vela Mikdash L'Savoy. What does the Hektish tell me? It must be talking about a Chayvei Krisos. The only time a Tomei She'ochal HaKodesh is a Chayvei Krisos if it's L'Achaz Rikas Damim. Because if it's Lifnei Zrika's Damim, being that the Torah can't eat it, the Melod is no Chayvei Krisos. So what's this Reish Lakish L'Shitase? So the Gemara says, nah, you missed the point. Ahimi B'chol Kodesh Naf. It was a whole different drasha. You're right. The fact that the Pasuk's talking about Tomei She'ochal is because of the Hekish. And the Hekish would suggest only in a context of Chayvei Krisos, which means La'achar Zrika's Damim. But it's Mikol. Kol is the rabbis, even the Fnei Zrika's Damim. So there's three things that you learn from Reish Lakish, from B'chol Kodesh Leisiga. B'chol Kodesh Leisiga literally means Tomei She'nogas HaKodesh. It says B'chol Kodesh Leisiga V'alamikdash Leisavei, that teaches me that it also is talking about a Chayvei Krisos, that's Tomei She'ochal HaKodesh. Kol Bechol kodesh leisiga. Bechol is tamei she'achal as hakodesh lifnei zrikas damim. Even over there, despite the fact that it's a chetimtzah of a tamei she'achal where there's no karis, still there's going to be machus. Zok to gemara, tiny gavasad reish lakish. A brisa that supports reish lakish, not like Rabbi Yochanan, that the makar to tamei she'achal as hakodesh is from this pasuk, bechol kodesh leisiga azor la'ichol. What's the azor to tamei she'achal as hakodesh? Ato im azor la'ichol. I mean, that is the makar. Tiny gavasad reish lakish. Bechol kodesh leisiga azor la'ichol. At oimer azor loichol yene el azor l'negeya. Tamad oimer bechal kodesh leisiga vela mikdash makdash kodesh lemikdash ma mikdash davish yesh bein netilas neshama. Just like mikdash is talking about davish yesh bein netilas neshama. I've called davish yesh by netilas neshama. V'ibin negeya. If we're talking about negeya, mi ikon netilas neshama elavadai b'achila. 3 seconds. Must be, it's talking about achila. Bottom line, the Mishnah said, Elohein alaykin, might as well go another 10 minutes now. No, I'm kidding. No, the Mishnah says that Elohein alaykin, tamish achalas akaydish. The question, where does it say tamish achalas? Doesn't say anywhere before in the Torah that a tameh can't eat gotcha. Now it says if he eats it, he's chayv karis. So you know he can't eat it. But there's no azara. And being that there's no azara, it can't be malchus. Karis doesn't eat an azara. But Malkus is Azara. Where's the Azara? So at the end of the day, Rish Lakish says, I know it from Bechol Kodesh Loisiga that it says regarding the Yaledes. And even though it says Loisiga, it means Loisoicha. And it doesn't mean Truma, like Rabbi Yechanan says, it means Kachin. And by the way, it even means Lifnei Zrikas Damim. It's a standalone Azara. According to Rabbi Yechanan, that pasuk is talking about Truma. How does he know it? Asya Tumasai Tumasai. He learns it from Xer Shava, from Tomei Shenichnas Alamikta.